First time I want to give a little mishkoyach for the entire man. It's a challenging man. I think we had, Baruch Hashem, we got to cover a lot of noise and ikrim in the sugi from Chinuch. Definitely didn't cover everything. We mentioned 2 weeks ago, Bez Hashem, next man, we'd like to make a shalom on a few sugis. Get around the olam here also. And we'll have a chavisle if there's any noise and that the olam would like to be addressed. If they could send it into the mareches. Tonight, I'd like to do Messiah, the Noisei from the Zman, talking about the Chanof HaPesach, but it's very apropos. The Mitzvah Agadah to Labincha, Mitzvah Agadah Labincha, a lot of Nekudas that we've touched on in the Vadim, it's obviously Nim Bifnei Atzmoy. Is there a Chumash around? I can't see any. Chamisha Chum Shatar. So, the mitzvah of CPUC is Mitzrayim. Is mitzvah to be done. Dafkin a tzur of the God to the Bincha. And it's mitzad shnei atzdodim. It's mitzad os. The ikat tzur for us, each year, is to do it, is be'ofen a tzipur to his children. And it's Avada Mitzad the Ben. We're going to talk about that he's supposed to hear it from his parents, hear it from his father. It's one of the amazing things. There are many things like this in Klal Yisrael, but it's one of the biggest moments in Musagim of Chinuch that there is in the conscience of Klal Yisrael, in the entire calendar of the year. Everyone remembers it at a specific time of Mesorah. Where the moon is given over. It's a time the father tells over to the children. Mistama, why it's like that? It's like that even by the farthest distant Jews. Mistama is implanted in the Etzim Metzias Advar. It's Mavur in the Psukim Medover Nifla. The Beshas, the Etzim, the Arichas. The Arichas Gedoyla in the Etzim Metzias Mitzrayim. The Nisim and the Flois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. In the Pasuk state, beginning parshas boy v'yemer Hashem al Moshe boy al parik and yichpadti asli boy v'slev avodo. The man shisi oisei say elu b'kirba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually made a chpad asliv parik to prolong the seder namakas l'man tisaper b'oznei bincha ben binchas asher salalti b'mitzrayim. Oisei say shesamti bom v'yedatem k'ini Hashem. It says clearly that the actual occurrence of Yitzhiyah Yisrael, how it happened in the Arichu Shebedarim, was originally planted and implanted in order to set up that it should be something, it should be a sipur, midar l'dar, midar l'dar, midar l'dar. There's no question that's what affects that such a tremendous awareness. I can't come on tremendous, but there is an awareness in the dar that's generally brain dead in a lot of areas. There's a general awareness that this is a big chinuch moment, a big chinuch time. In the midst of Yigad V'Bincha, what I want to talk about, I want to get to a sort of essential nekud in the Kaim of Etzimitz, and I want to point out a few pratim, a few nekudas that are reflect many yisoydas we spoke about this man. The mitzvah gada b'mincha, it's a miyuchedikim mokum of chinuch. We find kama halachas and pratim we don't find. In general, the mitzvah chinuch is the rabbana. You heard some in a class, mitzvah Talmud Torah and mitzvah Sipur Yisrael Tzayim. Those are two things that come out of Smidereisa, mitzvah come out of mitzvah of Chinuch. It could be a new shame mitzvah. Zuachas, it's Mechuyiv Midereisa. Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if most mitzvah of Chinuch is only to males, to bonim, not to bonis, the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'ad Elabincha is even to bonis. Mitzvah V'ad Elabincha is even to daughters. Because it's Yisrael Emunah. It's the side of being a Yid. You're really telling over being a Yid. You're talking about being a Jewish. You're talking about being a Yid. Yibitzach HaYizachorah says, we find a new prat, Nunukudi says, in the mitzvahs chinuch, that we don't find in all mitzvahs, that the tam ha-mitzvahs, the tam ya-mitzvahs is chelek of the chinuch. And we'll leave all the Omer, Pesach zu ha-shoma, Matzah zu ha-shoma, Mot morah zu ha-shoma, he learns up. That's part of all Svigat al-Bincha. All mitzvahs chinuch, we've spoken about this. The tam is not the etzem chinuch. The chinuch is the etzem uvda, the etzem where you're supposed to tell them what to do. We spoke about yeah, it could be at other times, you are supposed to try to add in the tam, the flavor of the mitzvah. But the etzem mitzvah of chinuch is the hargilim b'mitzvahs. The part of the etzem ma'isa mitzvah of mechanech, mean mechanech is not giving the tam mitzvahs. On Pesach night, we have to tell them the tam mitzvahs. His lashon is, again, because it's a soid emunah, because of the shayrish, the lashon is a shayrish of emunah, so you have to say the tam. You could say in this nusach, there's what to be marach, I don't want to be marach, and you could say in this nusach. And the whole year round, we're busy telling our children, you know, make sure it has a hechsher. You buy a suit, make sure it's not shatnez. Everything, this constant halachas and mitzvahs that we're telling them to do, wash before you eat, make a bracha. We're not telling him the whole story, we're not telling where it started from. There's one year, there's one night, we're marach, and that's a chiyuv, the chiyuv to tell him where everything started from. We got to tell them where everything started from. Where chinuch has a lot to do with, not always the why. We've spoken about that. You don't have to have the why. You have to have the good relationship. He has to be hearing what to do from somebody they trust and somebody that's machshav them. But lav davka, they have to be hearing constantly the why. The why is sometimes moise, but that's not. But when we want to shtel avek, we want to start our relationship from new. When we have to the etzim the yisoid of kol hashana kula. So you have to tell them the why. You have to tell them the why. Al Kaponim, we see that they wanted to start off tonight, that there's Kama Protim in this mitzvah, that there is different in all mitzvahs of Chinuch. Let's start learning up a little bit the mitzvah. Like we said, first we want to point out Kama Nekudas that we've seen. First of all, the Pasuk, there are two Pesukim that talk about the mitzvah of Sipur and Sinsayim, V'gata L'Bincha and L'man Tesaper. In the Pasuk, L'man Tesaper, there's a Mare Dika Dikduk. Pasuk says, "L'man tisaper ba'oznei bincha ben bincha es asher salalti b'mitzrayim." How I played with Mitzrayim. She says, "I played with Mitzrayim." It's supposed to misaper barichus, the nisim, the makas. It's a pasuk thing in the pasuk. You're misaper to the oizen. I don't know about you guys. When I tell a story to a person, not to his ear. I don't talk to an ear. I talk to a person. If I want to tell a story to mayor over here. I don't talk to mayor's ear. I'm not telling him to his ear. I'm telling the mayor. I mean, he uses his ear. Baruch Hashem to hear. What's meant? L'man tesaper l'oznei bincha ben bincha. The Teretz is here says one of the biggest sayings. And again, since this is a mokum merkaz in chinuch, it's over here. But it's nimsa l'lamed al kol kalkul yotze. Shteita yisoid we've discussed a few times. The oizen is the kli kibul of the makabel. The oizen is the receptacle. Is the klikibel of where the person could hear. There's always a difference, and there's always a distance between a mesaper and the shemeya. If there's a general distance between the mesaper and shemeya, times it by many, many more times, you're talking about a different dar. There's the dar of the father and the dar of the child. And when you read this adaris, the distance and the gap only gets more and more and more. The mitzvah of chinuch, the mitzvah of sipur tzaraim, maybe befrat, is not that the father should start telling his stories from his side. That's not the issue. The nekuda is we have to try to get, chinuch has to try to get into the inner world of the child. In order to get the inner world of the child, you have to chap his ear. How do you chap his ear? You got to go from his side of his kabbalah, his eyes. The CPUC is Mitzrayim and the chinuch has to be aimed, not only aimed, it's the wrong word, then you're like, you're shooting and you're just aiming. We have to capture his ear. We have to enter his world in a way that we open his eyes in. And Mamela, the Sipur Tzaraim is going to hit his eyes in. And Chazal Bamis, in Sipur Tzaraim, they directly gave us over a way to do it. And that's famously, Chaim says it's one of the differences between Sipur Tzaraim and the mitzvah Sipur Tzaraim. That what's ma'akev, it has to be Derech Shaila V'tshuva. It has to be derech done derech shayla v'tshuva. Sipur Tzaraim has to be done derech shayla v'tshuva. This is one of the ways Chazal are giving us. You could use other strategies. But this is one of the ways Chazal said that we have to go enter this child again who's light years away from us. There are different things that interest him and there are different things that catch his attention. We have to enter his world. One of the ways to do that is shayla v'tshuva. And Chazal, again, was supposed to learn up from the Mabad of Chazal, the cook of Chazal. Shaila v'tshuva is one of two protim in Shaila v'tshuva. The first thing is, and this is a big mafteach in understanding people, people accept, and people are thirsty for something when they're missing. We want the child to be misoyer. We don't want the child just to hear. We want the child to want to be thirsty for what he's about to hear. One of the keys to get people to want to hear is to be make by them a gap, a crevice, something missing, a vacuum, a hole. What do we do that? How do you do that? By Shiloh, with a Shiloh. You have to get them to ask, and obviously it's hard to get them to ask because they're holding where they're holding, and they're holding over there. But we have to be able to peek their Kech HaShailah. We have to create for them something missing. They're interested in different things, and they might be lacking different things. You say, don't you want to know Ben Amunah? You might say, no, I don't want to know Ben Amunah. So you're going to have to try to find them and find a way to get them that they have a Shailah. Rav Volbe says, it's connected to this, Rav Volbe shows through the Gemara. In Sanhedrin, inside the Gimel Mavez, the Gemara over there, Darsh, the Pasuk. It said, Ben Yishai, it's talking about David, and he calls him David, one of his attributes, he was Yedea Nagin. He knows that it'll be Managin. Chazal Darshan over there, in Sanhedrin, Yedea Nagin means Yedea Lishol. She knew the Girsa, Lishol, she's supposed to say Lishol. What's the kesher between Nagina and Shaila? He says, both bring the person to a state of Asairus. The person, when he starts to sing, he's usually Misairus. It's a state of Asairus. It's not a dry state, it's a state of Aspilus. Aspilus is one of the ways that you can merachich a person. It's one of the unbelievable things that a machshir a person to be makabel, to digest. When we talk about kumzitzes are beautiful. They have to be nimshach afterwards. They're great hagdamas. If you want to make the person misur, you have to just finish off with all the other things. There has to be some substance afterwards. But upon him, isurus, nagina is in a state of isurus. Sha'ila brings a person to an isurus. This is one of the ways Chazal are being madrich us to enter the side of the child, to get him involved, to get his oizen here, to be mesaper le'ozna. We could use, if you have other strategies, it's a mitzvah l'harbo, it's a mitzvah to be intuitive and inventive and try to figure out, but this is a first tip in how to be mekayim CPC and Zisayim, but again, it has to do with chinuch boyfim klali. We've spoken about this massive amount of times, that this is the sort of chinuch. Another big yisoid we've seen in Sirius Yisrael, which again, I wanted to speak a bit a whole lot about this, but we never get a chance to it, but at least mention it here, is that b'toich the Haggadah we have k'neged arba bonim dibritar, k'neged arba bonim dibritar. The Baal Haggadah darshins out. It's a whole limud to learn out how he darshins up the pasuk. It's mamish a whole, you can say mamish kamish urim of how he learned it out from the pesukim in the Torah. But the Baal Haggadah learns out from the Pesukim that the Torah actually addressed four different bonim. Come on, three answers. It sounds like there's four answers, but three answers to the four bonim. There's the Rasha, there's the Chacham, there's the Sheni Yedea Lishon, there's the Tam. Oh, but there's an amazing thing over here. There's four different answers. What do you mean? Chinuch. What do you mean? Chinuch. Figure out what you're supposed to do. Look at the father, what he did, and you should say what he did. Famous Lashon of the Rambam, when he says over this part, the Fidaitu Shalben of Malamde. State here that there's no one way. Chinuch is an individual issue. You have to see where the child is holding, and you have to make it, you have to individualize chinuch. Chinuch is an individual thing. The Goyin says this in the pasuk. We started the Vadim with Chanoich Lenar Al Pi Darkei. He's medayik the word Darkei. Chanoich Lenar Al Pi Darkei. How important in Chinuch is it for us to understand the child, and that has to do with Prat and understand the child is to be willing to accept that a child can have individuality. He can be different than your first Bechor or your first Bechora, and he can be different than the second and the third, and he can be different than you and your father and your grandfather and your wife and your Shver and your Shviger. He could be different and totally different. We have to be comfortable and able to enter their world. And why, again, the going over there is Makashar, since Chinuch is not about performance, Chinuch is not about immediate performance like we spoke about Peshas Maisa. Chinuch is about stelling away the child in a mahalach. And any process, any mahalach, any means we spoke about then has to be a tchila, has to be a scholas, has to be a root, has to be a seed for a longer process. You have to enter, you have to access the inner world of the child. And the inner world of every human being is individual. Kadosh Baruch Hu made every person. Every person is b'choyisim acher, Kadosh Baruch Hu made him different. And this, Chazal telling us again, in the mitzvah of Agadat HaLabinucha, because this is a mitzvah of chinuch, part of the mitzvah is chinuch, part of the mitzvah is chinuch. We have to individualize how we're giving it over. Many times, this is my own hadgasha, lav dafka, the soif dover is so individual, but the way you open them up is individual. The mashal, the balagada tells, it sounds like you're supposed to talk about the chacham and halachas. Lav dafka, it could be at the end of the day, you want to get to the chacham, you also want to get to the muna and the avdus of the tzitzit. But the way he shtel zechsu, the way he's nisoyer, and the way he opens up, he has his way. If he's learning lumdus the whole time, you might have to talk to him lumdus to get him open, to get him open. It could be, I'm not saying it could be, that's not muchach nishta zay, that the soiv dover and chinuch is a lot the same. But zikr, the way you open them up and the way you address them and the way messiach is to them, you have to individualize your approach to each child. This is a few protim. There are obviously many, many more protim within the mitzvah of, in the Seder Agada and protim, we could learn about Agada Mincha Befrat and the mitzvah chinuch b'chlal. But I want to get to an Inyan Merkazi, which has to do the Itzim Kim of Agada Mincha, which is a Gevaldig Gesim on the Sugya from chinuch that we're dealing with. Like we started with, it seems to be that the mitzvah Agada Mincha, and why over here this is a mitzvah Dereisa. There are two things that the Torah is mitzavos to mechanechem. That's Torah. It's Torah v'matem es b'neichem. And that's emuna. And emuna, like we said, has a certain mila. It's not mila. It's you mechuyev to give emuna to the daughters. Torah, you're not mechuyev to teach the daughters. Gat v'lebincha, the Rosh Hashulchan says, even on bonus. There's a meridika yisoid, which it says in a lot of places. I'm going to show that the Rebbe Ruchim says. You got to the bincha, we're supposed to give over amunah. So let's say halacha lemaisa. You have a shayla. The child is supposed to get the amunah. This is the time of the year, maybe more than anywhere, where he's getting the yisoy this amunah, the mesorah, the mesorah. If a child has the option to go to the tzaddik hador, let's say the Chafetz Chaim was living in Ardor, he can go to the tzaddik hador to hear CPSCS Mitzrayim from the tzaddik hador. We can go and sit at me and your table. You could sit at my own table, on table. Where would you just send them? You had a choice. You could send them to go to the Chofetz Chaim. We could sit at your table and hear you tell over the CPCs and the time with all the makas, with everything you prepared or you didn't prepare. So the Sfar of Chitzana would say, what's a Shaila? What's a Shaila? I could send them to Chofetz Chaim. Yeah, today, who's alive? Everyone has his tzaddik, who they think is the Yisoyed Amur Hamun of the door. But L'chara, Ruchim says Nishtazai. Ruchim says, he builds, but that's the pashas of the mitzvah. Vaistah is the Torah holds. Torah knows that this is the time of the Mitzvah Amun. And the best place for the child is sitting at your table. First, we're going to bring the mocker, what Ruchim says, but I want to point out, this is one of the underlying principles I've been trying to shtel the entire Zman, that we have to realize, we as parents, and it's mitzad sheish tzveid stodim, kenira, we have a certain mokim of influence on our children that no one ever could have. The state da, we brought a few other places. There's something that we could accomplish that no one ever has. There's an achrayis atzuma on there. And mitzad sheini, it should give us a confidence boost. We taka have obviously the tools to do something, attacker, the Chofetz Chaim can't do to my child. Take the biggest mechanchim in the door. Forgive everyone. Can you hear the biggest mechanchim in the door? HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds that we have a certain privy position that they don't have. And that's just, I want to build it from the mitzvah of Agadat HaLabincha. Who state us? So we're looking at the Murray Dickamaka. In Shoiftim, one of the Shoiftim, Klal Yisrael, was Gidon. Gidon was one of the Shoiftim. Prior to Gideon's arise to becoming the point to be a shofet, Klal Yisrael was nimsa to the Midianim, and they were beaten. They were mishtabed b'midyanim very badly. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Novi first, Pinchas, and then he sends a Malach. The Pasuk says he sends a Malach to meet Gideon. And eventually Hashem was Megazgal to him. First he sent a Malach Hashem. The Pasuk states that way. Show you some Perek Vav. Vayera lov Malach Hashem, vayera lov Hashem imcha gibor achayel. He said Hashem is with you. It means with you and Klal Yisrael. Gibor achayel. He says Hashem is with you. So Gideon, before I read the Pasuk, I'm saying Gideon really more or less is kind of challenging him. And he says, he more or less tells him, if Hashem is not, if Hashem is with us, so why are we... why are we mishtabed? Why are we in Golus over here with the Midianim? Hooray, we know what happened in Mitzias Mitzrayim. And why don't we have the same Horus Ponim in Nisan that we had in Mitzias Mitzrayim? This is more or less what Gideon told to the Malach. He questioned, how could you say Hashem was with us? But listen to how he says it. V'yeimer lov Gideon bi adoini v'yeish Hashem imanu. Hashem is taka with us. V'loma mitzasasnu kol zoi. So why did all this happen? Where's all the niflois that our parents told us about, our tatas told us about? Hello, me Mitzrayim, helonu Hashem. Vatoni tashtonu ato loshen ayin. Now Hashem abandoned us. Then it says a pasuk came. This is a shak v'tayr. Zok Rashi. What does it mean when he told over? He said he more or less was saying over. Where is all the nisim of Mitzrayim? But how do you say? Asher sipulonu aviseinu. Listen to Rashi. Mar dik Rashi. Rashi said like this. Asher sipulonu aviseinu pesach hayo. The time the Malach came to Gideon, it was Pesach Zeit. Omele. And here it was mamish the first day of Pesach. Omele. Emesh hikrani abes ahalo. I mean, the second day. Emesh hikrani abes ahalo. Yesterday, my father read me the halal. I'm not sure if the Lord of Pshat does it mean the halal of the yom or the night. Maybe it means the halal of the night. Ushmativ shoyoimer betseis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim va'aton nitashtonu. Im tzadikim avu ayhoyu aviseinu yasalonu b'schusam. Im shoyim ayhoyu k'shem shalas lehem nifloisam chinom ken yasalonu v'ayekom nifloisam. In other words, why don't we have either the Sosovois, and even if we lost it, our Klal Yisrael also in Yitzrayim was avoid the Zorah, and you did niflois, where's the niflois? Zokir b'rucham amari d'gazach. Gideon was migdeli ador, a shoyfet. They weren't point to Shefin and Kali, so it wasn't a good ladder. Yeah. Gideon was a good ladder. I mean, talk about the Gdeli Adar today. If I ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where does he know CPC is Mitzrayim from? He's going to start quoting me every Posik, every Mechilta, every Sefri, every Sefro, every Gemara and Shas that talks about Mitzrayim. Stomach, from read. So Gideon tells the Malach, where does he know CPC is Mitzrayim from? He says, oh, Yesterday, my tata told me about Tzias Mitzrayim, and I know about Tzias Mitzrayim. I know about all the markers and all the nisim and the flies. It was my father yesterday told me about Tzias Mitzrayim. Your father? Ruchim doesn't, I don't think, is Moisef this. So all the people in Moisef, the emes is, I don't know if it was before or afterwards, his father was Yoyosh. He wasn't Eivad of a dessert. He was Nifti, wasn't it? There was a Yitzhar fight of a dessert then. He was Nifti. That means Gideon was a sachgresser from his father. At some point, it could be afterwards, he was 100% greater than his father. And yet he says, when he wants to know, where does he talk? When he talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, he talks about, was the Tata, me the Zelt, about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zokir Baruch Hu, steht da, this he said. Steht da, that a Yid, his Yetzias Mitzrayim comes from his father, Bedafka. It has to be given over from the Tata. The Tata gives over Yetzias Mitzrayim. It could be Gideon Taka, he knew Al Pi Jirash, Al Pi Pshat, Al Pi Iyan, Al Pi Soyd, Al Pi Chasidis, Al Pi Musar, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, he knew Yetzias Mitzrayim. But where did it start from? It started from his father. This state, this Yisoyd that we speak, and I want to develop it a little bit more like Abi Amuna. State here that the Torah wants the best place and the strongest sphere of influence. The strongest Moshe Mashpo to give over, I think, Chinuch Bechlal and Emunah Befrat, is the Father. The many Mekoros, this needs beer, that Emunah is actually something that's given over by Yerusha. One of the Lashonis of Chazal called Klal Yisrael, Maminim B'nei Maminim. That memory itself is Soch Pirush. Ma Pirush Aminim. That we happen to be Aminim, Aminim, Beim, Aminim. So why are you calling us Aminim? It happens to be mit der Fahle so minimal so minimal. Steht da, der Emune kommt von Binga Ben. Ue Emuminem, Bnei Maminem. Yerusha is something that can pass over. B'tar Hashem, in the Dina, you can give it over, it's inheritable. It's hereditary. And that needs beer. We know Midois are given over. Midois, Koiches HaNefesh are given over in Yerusha, but Deus are not given over Yerusha. What's the pshat? Emun is given over Yerusha. Kanira the Taitch is, we've spoken about this a few times, in different places, many different places. There's an unbelievable koyach that we all have. We don't pay attention to enough. It's called the koyach emun that every single person has. Kadosh Baruch Hu placed in every human being, and without that, he would be a very, very hard for him to live in this world. That he trusts and he believes in things. The koyach emun that we have, that every person has, is something that's higher than seichel, and that's Baruch Hashem. That's the Gvaldikai. There are certain things that we believe, because we believe in it, and we don't have to prove it. We believe it's true. But everyone lives many, we spoke about this at one time, most of the decisions that a person makes in life, very few times are proven, b'shas ma'isa. They're based on certain things that he already trusts in. B'shas ma'isa, he doesn't have to prove it, al pisechel. It's already in his amun. And we've discussed many times, one of the ikr, mashpiyim on what we believe in are our parents, is our parents. Why, when we have a cold, do I believe that a chicken soup is the best thing in the world? And my wife thinks, putting a cold, a hot compress on your head is the best thing. Why? Because in my house we did azoy, and in her house we did azoy. There's a murder that left me. It's not a funny thing. It's an emissus. When I say I believe chicken soup is the best thing, I bet emissus. That's my, I bet emissus believe that way. Can I prove it? No, but I bet emissus believe it. I believe azoy. I prove again. If you put me down to the wall, I thought, can I defend it? It's tiefer than the seichel. It's there. What my parents believe on, we have a belief. This is the mokrim. If we raise our children and we show them and we expose them to a parent and a human being who believes in a boy re'olam, and he gives it over, we instill in our children, and they don't get it from us in a certain way, in a Yerushadik way, they get that basic emunah. They get that emunah. And it's the biggest gift that we can give them. And the more it's instilled in a Tamimizdik way, in a way that's beyond Seichel, in a way that's elementary, the more elementary it is, the more it becomes part of their core existence, and there can never be Nekar. There's a Murray Dicka Memra, they do a Dicka Memra about the Ramban. I want to fear us with this. The Ramban says, you do what? It's the Ramban. The Ramban says that the side of the moon of Klal Yisrael starts off from Maimar Har Sinai, interesting. There are two stages in the moon of Klal Yisrael. You see it's Mitzrayim and Maimar Har Sinai. I'm not going into that now. But part of the Pasuk says to give over Maimar Har Sinai, Zok the Ramban. The advantage of our religion over any other religion is that it started with a revelation to entire Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael witnessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They witnessed the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the Doris HaBoyim? Talk to Ramban, famous Nusach. HaOvois LoYanchil Sheker. I'm saying a little different. HaOvois LoYoyid Sheker LeBneim. They give it over and they tell over. The first generation get over and they said, we saw, we know there is a God. I'm proving, we know, we're giving over what we saw, because the first generation saw, and then from then on, the children were makabel. Lashon Ramban, v'abonim lo yistapku b'zeh klal. Abonim lo yistapku b'zeh klal. If they hear from their fathers, abonim lo yistapku b'zeh klal. It's a klal, it's a moiridik a klal, a koyach of a father. What the father gives over to the children, it's the deepest thing, it's the deepest connection between the father and the child, and the child won't be mistapik in the cloud. I want to add in a certain caveat in a second, but Lamadti Pshat and the Ramban, the Koyecha Maisa, they want to tell me the Revolver told about Revolver. Some Sefer, some Shimas, Talmud Revolver, throughout the years was Rishon different Maisalach. And he said, obviously Maisa going back very young, I don't know the history so much, but it was once in Eretz Yisrael. there were still communist groups in the government, the communist parties in the government. One of the head of the communist group was a person who writes, his name was Moshe Snet, a person who was Kiyudua, then it was a Roid of Das. In other words, he was the Roid of Das. It's the Lapid of today. He was the Roid of Das. Every time something came up into the government, he was against anything from, against anything religious. L'maisa, when this year died, he left in his tzavo that his son should say Kaddish. He left the tzavo and the whole country was in a roar. The whole country was in an uproar. What's going on? This is a person who hated, he wanted to erase anything that had anything with religion. And he left his own son that he should say Kaddish. So everyone had their ideas. Everyone had conspiracies. Maybe he went meshuggah. He was, I guess he was sick at the end of his life. He lost his mind. Vobba said a Maridik of Art. Maridik. It's an undercook. Vobba said this Ramban. Vobba said a Maridik of Art. He said, Ovois Lishaka Levanayim. This Moshe Snet, the whole life, his whole life, he was talking to the press and to the public. He was talking to the microphones. To that, a person could check him. Everyone knows, I'm adding in a little beer, everyone knows, every year, even the biggest Russia, he knows the emes deep down inside himself. He has yitzharas, he has all kinds of things, he's firing from zich. And he could fake himself out, ad kedekach, that he really believes in a certain part of himself, that he's fighting for what he thinks is the truth. But the deepest layer of his metzias knows the emes. When he left the tzavo, the nusach of Rav Volbo was, when he left the tzavo, he's talking only to his son. He's not talking to the microphone, he's talking only to his son. At that point, he said the emes, because that emes, ha'ovois lo yishak el b'neim. Murray dik nekuda. It's Murray dik nekuda. He's saying that the deepest connection that a person has, he spoke about this once in Morale, is the midas atzmo of a person is his chibur to his child. And the children are aware of that, and the father's aware of that. Now I think, I want to have a caveat. What I want to caveat is I don't, someone's going to say, so everything we say to our kids, they believe. The answer is there's certain times our children feel they're giving over them a hanchola. Not every time we talk to them, we're giving them a hanchola, we're giving them an inheritance. It's too precious of a thing to be used all the time. But there are certain moments, maybe by the son's bar mitzvah, maybe when he gets married, you have to know what those moments are. Kinnira Pesach night is one of those times. It's a big time. It's a beautiful feeling. There are certain times where we give over. Tzavah is one of those times. There's certain times when the child gives over, we're giving over our dynasty. We're giving over who we are. Kinnira at that nekuda, habonim leistapku klal. We have to know this. We have to know this and we have to have confidence. It's emes lamidei shel Torah. Pesach is a night that we have to give over emunah to our children. We have to live it by ourselves. In Kinnira, the Iker Nekuda is not the Arichus HaDvarim, it's the, maybe the Arichus HaDvarim in Pashtos. What we have to give over to our children is Emunah Tmima. And it's a different type of a night. Be'emes is a different type of a night. It's not a night for talking in Pshetluch. It's a night when the children could feel it. They could roll into a different mode because they'll know it every single year. But this is a night, Be'emes, where we give over the Messiah. We give over the Olive Bays. We talk about who we are. We talk about who we are, and you have to live it by yourself, and you have to be'etzem, feel your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't skip steps. Don't just talking about the mitzvahs. That's afterwards. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Eibush that came, and we did for us in Mitzrayim. And the Eibush that wanted to have a relationship for us. And the Eibush that could do everything. How we took Nekama, the Eibush that could do everything. What the Eibush that is and who the Eibush that is to us. And we have to realize this Nekuda that we're talking about, that the children will stop in the cloud, mentioned this a few times, Lav Dafki, you'll see it right away. You're not going to see all of a sudden the child's going to be, well, some light bulbs are going to go on. Oh, yeah, I see the Zakadosh Baruch Hu. But it's emes. It's emes, and sometimes it takes years to see, and sometimes if we play our part, I guarantee it. It's a guarantee. And if we do, if we give up with the Muna, it goes into the DNA, it goes into the Yerusha. They become Bonim, Bnei Maminim. And the more we're chai, the more lebedik that shirish of Amuda is. This is the yisoid of the mitzvah of Gadol Bincha. And I want to go back to Fur to the whole mind. This is one of the biggest yisoidahs. We have to realize, we could do something. Chavetz Chaim doesn't have this kinir. Chavetz Chaim, if he told my children, he could be a great tzaddik, isn't it? But this connection, the deep, in the core of the child, to accept what we're saying in the most poshut way, believe the stapi klal. It's not a drosha, it's not a shmooze. It's emes. It's emes lamita, because it is. this is only something that we can go with. This is the mitzvah God to Labincha. This is the privilege we have and the chrayas we have. Taka, we have to know what we are and give it over. We should all be zeicha taka. Bonim, b'nei bonim, oiskim b'torah mitzvahs. They should bring nachas to themselves, nachas to the Baruch Shalom, and nachas to us as Hashem. Feil v'chashem Pesach.